Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live to Ron Segi Today, across the USA and around the world. We got a huge show for you this weekend. My first guest is Hulk Hogan. We've had him on the show many times, but we haven't talked to him in a while, so I'm glad he's back. From Pawn Stars, Chumlee will be here. Actress Stephanie Powers will be joining us. And then from the Backstreet Boys, Howie Duroux. Next hour, from the Hollywood Squares, used to be the host, also a great recording artist, John Davison, will be here on the program. Plain Crawford is a producer and an actor. He's got a brand new movie out called The Integrity of Joseph Chambers. Later on, from Discovery, Joe Kenda. And then Hyman Salas will be talking about Margarita Day, and we'll have some snacks with Francis Largeman Roth on our lifestyle segment. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. After a quick pause, I'll be here with Hulk Hogan and Jimmy Hart.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Welcome back, everyone, to Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. And over the almost 33 years that we've been doing this syndicated show, I've made a lot of friends. And our next guest is one of them. Met him a long time ago when we first started the program, and he's with us right now. It's none other than Hulk Hogan and his buddy sidekick, Jimmy Hart. Hey, Hulk, how you doing, my friend?
Jimmy Hart, put that paperback down, brother. Ron Segi's looking over your shoulder, man. I mean, this guy could have the inside scoop on the career plan for Hulk Hogan for the next 15 or 20 years. Jimmy Hart, if he makes another move, let me know and I'm going over this desk at him.
Well, you know, Hulkster, I think Rockin' Ron is really cool, man.
Well, you know, we could figure him in the Hulk Hogan's Wrestling Boot Trash Can Band, but first, we got to make sure this guy's up to speed with us, man. Have you ever been body slammed before, brother?
Only with my wife.
That's cool.
Well, you know, I bet you let her win, too.
You guys don't need me for this, dude. I might as well leave right now.
Well, we can do this all alone, or we can do this with you. Depends on how far you want to go with us, man. We're ready to roll.
How'd you two guys meet?
Oh, brother, you know how Jimmy Hart and myself met? Just when I was getting ready to bust up one of the biggest guys of all times, King Kong Bundy in the WWF, I felt this little mouse squeaking on my back going, please don't body slam my paycheck. Please don't hurt King Kong Bundy anymore. And as I looked over my shoulder, it was like a little piece of cheese on my shoulder, and I couldn't decide whether I wanted to blow him off my shoulder, bite him in half, or throw him out about 10 rows like I did Rocky Balboa. So what I did is after I body slammed King Kong Bundy and Jimmy Hart was crawling like the mouse that he really is up the side of the cage, I grabbed him by the seat of his britches, pulled him down to his knees, and I took him and pressed him over my head like I said, like, yo, Adrian, Rocky Balboa, and I threw him so far out that that's how we met. And for 9 years after that, I was kicking him in the shins, pulling him by the hair, trying to get him to see the light, and finally, I turned him into a Hulkamaniac.
Well, first of all, let's get this straight, Hoekstra. I wasn't crawling up the cage. I was trying to run up the cage away from it, because when the guy's 6'7", almost 300 pounds is chasing you, you're going to really run, man. But he's absolutely right. But I guess, what, about 2 years ago, we had a big match on one of the wrestling networks that we had on USA. I won't really mention the company, even though you mentioned it before. What the heck, WWF. But had a big match coming out with a couple of my guys. I used to manage a couple of the bad guys. $10 Man and the IRS against one of Hoekstra's friends, Brutus the Barber Beefcake, who had a tragic circumstance that's happened to him over the years. He lost his mom, his dad, his wife, and almost lost his whole career. He almost died if it hadn't been for Hoekstra coming back and being with him and helping him out. But he got back into the ring again, and a couple of my guys wanted to really take him out. I dove across his body at that particular time. I guess sometimes a man's got to do what a man's got to do. The next day, the Hoekstra called me on the Hulkaphone and said, "Hey, dude, I saw what you did." And from then on, I've been a Hulkamaniac.
That is a grind. At the peak of touring, Hulk, how many cities would you be in the course of a year?
Well, brother, I used to wrestle 400 times in a year. Like on Saturday, I'd wrestle Philadelphia in the afternoon, Madison Square Garden that night. Then Sunday, I'd wrestle at Rockford, Illinois, and Chicago, Illinois that night. I mean, when I was a World's Heavyweight Champion, I was making 4 or 5 pounds a day like a politician. I'd leave Tampa. I'd go to Kansas City to take the station manager out to lunch, and I'd go to St. Louis and have a production meeting with the people there at, what's the station in St. Louis, bro?
Channel 11.
Channel 11 there at Channel 11. Then I'd head on down to wherever it would be. I mean, you know, and I chartered a lot of planes, flew up, and that's one of the reasons. I mean, I was everywhere but nowhere. You know, I mean, I didn't have kids at the time. I got married early in the 80s, and my wife was traveling with me a lot. But, you know, all of a sudden, like I said, I was blessed with two beautiful children, and priorities changed.
What kind of a stress is that, though, physically on you? I mean, to go into that ring 2 or 3 times a day, and even though you were knocking a lot of heads, you took some major slams yourself. How do you feel when you go back to the hotel room at night?
Terrible. I mean, I didn't even feel like myself for so many years. I just felt like I was in a daze because of it's kind of like all of a sudden I'm sitting here talking to you, and then, okay, 8 o'clock at night, you got to get ready to get beat on.
Yeah.
It's a really hard thing to deal with conditioning-wise, even though it is a controlled situation. We're not trying to break each other's arms or knock each other's teeth out. It's still to entertain the people. The wrestlers are the greatest athletes in the world by far. So the greatest entertainers and greatest actors also. So when you're out there entertaining a crowd, you can't go 50% because they can see through it and they'll laugh at it. So when we hit each other really hard. We run at each other really hard and the slams hurt. And it's just a controlled situation, but you do get hurt every night. That's the biggest misconception of all.
See, as a fan and somebody who highly respects what you do, I get offended, and I'm sure you get royally offended, when people look at that sport and say, oh, it's all fixed. I mean, that's got to be really offending, because regardless of the entertainment aspect of it, the fact that you go out there and you get slammed around, I don't care what the heck's discussed prior to it, that's got to be a tough way to make a living, and you got to give a lot of credit to the athletic ability of everybody involved.
Yeah, a lot of people misunderstand it, because sometimes people make statements or have opinions about things they know nothing about. And the bottom line is, when you attach an adjective to it like fake, well, it's not fake, because fake means you don't get hurt.
Right.
And that's a lie. I mean, you do get hurt every night. Sometimes I get hurt by tripping over my own feet. But, you know, when they say fixed, rigged, whatever they want to say, I mean, it's a controlled situation. It's like a chess, playing chess with somebody. You have to think 2-3 moves ahead. And the best chess player is the one that knows the business and all aspects. More than just wrestling, it's visual, it's verbal, it's thinking. I mean, you have to be able to talk to kids. You have to be able to talk to wrestling fans. You have to be able to walk in front of a convention with 4,000 people selling videos and buying videos, you know, demographics and numbers and ratings and TVQ, and you really have to have the whole ball of wax. So when it comes to getting in the ring, these guys, some of these guys, for like me, I had a degree in finance and management. Did I want to work in a bank? Did I want to be an accountant? No.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather be the world's heavyweight champion. Right. I mean, you know, you got to make a decision somewhere on the road what you want to do. And so many people say it's choreographed, fixed. You know, it's sports entertainment. Mm-hmm. It's an exhibition. It's controlled. And like I said, these guys, don't take the physical stuff away from them, because I've been around baseball players, hockey players, football players. They're the greatest athletes ever. On top, and I'll say it again, the greatest entertainers and some of the greatest actors ever. All that comes into one package, which makes a unique person or a unique personality. That's why it works so well.
I mean, you know, if I was just real stupid, you know, I don't think I would have made that much money.
But, you know, that's what the trip is. There's so many sharp guys in this business. They know how to turn $1 million into $10 million with marketing and management.
See, the difference between what you're talking about and what probably happened back in the late 40s and early 50s with like Gorgeous George and Bobo Brazil and all those guys, is that some sharp manager, Jimmy, with all respect, sitting here, controls the talent. I mean, they did it in the entertainment business. They control the talent to the point where the talent then became, I think, known as a no-brain entity. That's changed in today's business. I mean, you got to know everything that you're talking about. You got to know what your demographics are. You got to know all that stuff in order to make what you do successful.
Yeah, well, a lot of the other wrestlers are coming up to speed because all through the 80s, I was part of the producing the shows and making sure the syndication got out. I had 5 years with CBS and Hulk Hogan's Rock. I had a deal with NBC where I had Dick Ebersol producing these shows for us, and we took the place of Saturday night's main event once a month. We also did the best numbers they've ever had, I might add. Mm-hmm. We also had a two-hour show on TNT, the USA cable network. And so there's a lot more behind the scenes than most people realize. But the bottom line is getting out there and believing in what you do and loving what you do and making that come across. And I'll never get out of the wrestling business, even if I roll to the wheel, ring in a wheelchair, and ring the bell for the guys. It's been great to me. There's been negatives, but I turn negatives into positives.
You've done one thing, though, that I think probably a lot of people don't think about when they're in this business, and that is when you're at the very, very top of it, you think it's going to last forever, and it doesn't. I mean, Jimmy, we were talking before about the rock and roll business. You have one or two hits, and you think it's going to last forever. You're preparing yourself for a lot of different careers.
Yeah, I am, but also I've sat back and watched what wrestling has to offer for the general public. I mean, I've watched what's happening in the WCW, I've watched what's happening in the WWF, I've watched what has been happening all over with all the independents. Been to Madison Square Garden, sold it out 42 times in a row, I might add. Anyway.
Beat out the Pope and the Stones.
Right? Right, tell me about it. You know, I've been in Madison Square Garden. There's a Russian hit in New York City. I could wrestle a broomstick and they'd come see me in there. There's so many of them on the streets, they're just wandering there by accident. But anyway, you know, I've been everywhere. The Boston Garden's great wrestling fans. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, woo, electricity. Philadelphia, man. All through Canada, Toronto, Montreal. I mean, when you talk about California, L.A., San Francisco, I just walked out the first night to watch Shaq play, and all of a sudden, the game stopped. I said, okay, I might as well give it to him. And I looked one way, I looked the other way, and like the whole arena just stood up. And I said, Jimmy, wow. Can you imagine if I had a wrestling ring out in the middle of this place right now, what I could do with this building?
Yeah. You are a real gentleman.
It's been a pleasure.
You combine several things. You're obviously a great entertainer, fantastic athlete, great actor, and humanitarian. And I tell you something, it's nice to be able to go
through. Tell the
truth, doesn't it? Ron's got a ringside seat.
Ron, we appreciate it, brother, and make sure all those Hulkamaniacs out there screaming to the heavens, the largest arms in the world, Hulk Hogan and Jimmy Hart, run wild on you. And let me tell you something, brother. If we're in Orlando, I'm going to have a ringside seat, not only for you, for your son over there, brother. Your whole family's going to be there.
Sounds like a
Hulk. See you, Ron!
Thank you, guys.
See ya.
Hulk Hogan and Jimmy Hart, these guys are a trip. And you might remember Jimmy Hart from a band that he had, the Gentrys, and this was the song.
I keep on dancing for
advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgie today. As you know, if you listen to me for any length of time, like millions of other people across the country, love this show that we're going to be talking about. In fact, Rick Harrison has been on several times, and we're going to be talking about his Pawn Stars. Joining us right now is one of the big stars of that show, Chumlee. Hey, Chumlee, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Don't tell Rick I'm a big star of the show. He won't like that.
I told him that before, and he said, geez, I have to agree with you. You know, I can only relate this to the old Andy Griffith Show. Now, you might be young to remember that, but the old Andy Griffith Show, when Andy picked Don Knotts as his sidekick, he realized after the second show that Don Knotts was the star. I feel the same way about your role in Pawn Stars. You are the breakout star of that show. You know that.
Yeah, I know that. Rick knows it, too. I think it's just the ability for people to relate to me in the matter of, like, it's feel like everyone has someone like me in their family.
Yeah. In fact, I'm the person in my family, so I can relate to this very easily. Now, Chumlee, tell us about this new Pawn Stars to America.
Well, it's super fun. You can expect all the same things that you would expect from our normal show. You can expect the experts and, you know, the big items and the crazy stuff, except we're doing it on the road, traveling across America, going to 8 different cities, seeing what people will bring us in their own hometown.
You know, it was brought to my attention, and I never really thought about this. Long before ATM machines, checking accounts, all that kind of things, I didn't realize, and it's true, pawn shop was a leading form of credit in the United States during the 1950s. And when you think about it, it makes all the sense in the world. But in the pawn shop, you can at least get the item back if you recoup the money.
Yes, that's true, you know, and we have a lot of people that will use us in a time of need, and they'll bring the same thing in, you know, a couple times a year here and there, and then they'll pick it up when they get their money back. So that's the good thing about a pawn shop. We're there when you need us, and we just want the interest. We want you to come pick your item back up. We don't want to keep it.
Chumlee, when you first went to work for the pawn shop, and then they came to Rick and the family and, of course, the late Richard, and they said, we want to make this into a TV show, what were your thoughts? Were you saying, oh, my goodness, I'm going from a pawn star clerk to a television star?
Well, at first it was just those 3 guys, and we all thought it was really cool. And there was about 12 employees at the time, and they started filming a little bit with everyone. And, you know, about a month into filming, I realized, oh, they're not filming with no one else except me anymore. They must have chose me as the extra character. So at that point, we all just thought we had at least 1 or 2 good seasons. We really thought 1 season, but I kind of saw the wheels on it. I thought, you know what, this is actually kind of fun. Let's see what they can do in the edit room with it. And let's hope we get a second season out of it and we'll have a cool story to tell. Here we are, over 600 episodes, 13 years later.
It's amazing. You know, I was telling Rick the last time I talked to him that my son was in Vegas a few years back, and I said, you know, did you go to see, and I mentioned some of the stars that were on the strip at that time. He said, Dad, I don't care about that. I'm over at the pawn shop. Are you kidding me? Who cares about that other stuff? Are you from Vegas?
I'm not. I've been in Las Vegas since 1988. I'm from, like, Huntington Beach, California, but I moved over here very, very young, around four, so pretty much from Las Vegas.
You've had some amazing things come through there. 16th century samurai sword, a Super Bowl ring. I don't know who would do that. Picasso painting. What was the most expensive item that ever come through the store? The least expensive. I know a lot of the least expensive is nickels and dimes, but what about the most expensive?
We've had a guitar in there. I know we paid a couple $100,000 for. Had a Ferrari in there. We paid an astronomical amount before, but the most expensive stuff will always be big bars of gold, you know? That's usually... I'm pretty sure that still holds up as the most expensive thing. It was like several $100,000 in bars of gold.
And you've been buying a lot of cars. You mentioned the Ferrari, but I noticed that Rick's been buying a lot of cars lately. Who brought in the guitar that went for $200,000?
If I'm remembering correctly, it was a guitar that the creator of Fender had like owned and played himself.
Oh, okay.
One of his guitars. This was many seasons ago, but it was still sticks out in my mind. I forget the guy's name, but the owner of Fender, the creator of Fender, had a guitar. Someone else got a hold of it and had documentation, proof that it was owned by him, and it just worth a lot of money.
I'd like the portion of the show where you bring in the authorities, because these guys know, and women, know exactly what's going on, and you've done that a couple of times with a friend of mine, Jimmy Velvet, who is the authority on Elvis Presley memorabilia. What are some of the things that are in demand? And I like the way you buy. Because you have an emotional tie to some of the things that come in the store. I don't know if Rick and Corey do, but when you see something, it brings back like a childhood memory, and these guys are fighting you all the time because you have more of an empathy with what comes in the store.
Yeah, you know, I think when something comes in the store that I relate to and it brings me back to, you know, my younger days, I really do want to buy it more. But at the end of the day, I can't buy anything too overpriced, although I do seem to spend a little bit more than I should sometimes. We got to have cool items in there, right? And if Rick bought everything, we'd have a bunch of war items and guitar items and, you know, plane propellers and stuff like that. So I got to add some fun items in there.
Well, you're right about that. He loves those guitars, and he is a big-time history buff. I guess everybody that watches that show, which is just about everybody, is on when repeats because they've got, like, over 600 episodes. And the new 8-part series we're talking about, Porn Stars Do America, starts Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time. Now, I think I know the story, Chumley. You got to tell us how you got this name, because obviously on your birth certificate, I don't think it says Chumley. I might be wrong.
No, it doesn't. Basically, my dad gave me the name one day when I was walking down the stairs, coming down to eat dinner with us tonight, Chumley, and it stuck.
Really?
It's the story, yes.
In respect to your privacy, are we allowed to say your real name?
You can say my real name. I don't care, yeah.
Well, the reason I say that, it is a very, very cool name. I mean, if you were in the radio business as a disc jockey, this is a great name. His real name is Austin Lee Russell. I mean, that's very distinguished, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess my mom knew I needed a name for big things.
Well, she found that all right. Yeah, now, the show is with this 8-part series. This is the Pawn Stars Do America. What are some of the cities that you're going to be going to, Chumley?
Denver will be the city that we kick it off in. We have Portland, San Francisco, Austin, Texas, Valley Forge, Washington, D.C., Savannah, Georgia, and then we go to Winston-Salem, North Carolina, which is very close to Lexington there. North Carolina, that is Rick's birthplace.
Oh, wow. You've got a tour going on like a rock star. When you do that, where will you be at? What kind of venues?
We basically set up a venue, you know, with our little table. Me, Rick, and Corey will have our own stations. And then we have a big table, you know, also in case anyone brings in any really big, crazy collection items and stuff like that where we need some more room. So we basically set up a venue. We have barbecue trucks or food trucks and games and all kinds of stuff out there for everyone to do in between the time when, you know, they're coming in to see us and show us their items. So it's a pretty big event, more than just showing up and showing us your items.
Well, again, the new 8-part series of Pawn Stars Do America, they're going to hit 8 cities across the country. And our guest has been Chumley. Now, Chumley, I got to tell you something. You're a great guest and a superstar in your own right. You got to come back and join us again sometime, my friend.
Hey, anytime. Anyone who tells Rick that I'm the real star, I'll come back anytime.
I'll give him a call later on today and remind him of that. Thanks for joining us. Good luck with the show, and we look forward to your return, okay?
Hey, thank you. Have a good one.
You too. That's Chumley from Pawn Stars. I have to tell you, that show is a massive hit, and he's the star of that show. There's no question about it.
Hey, have a good one. I appreciate you.
And we feel the same way here, Chumley. That's the man from Pawn Stars. You gotta love this guy. He's something else. I think he's really the comic relief of that show. We're gonna pause for a second, but don't go away because we're just getting started this week with Ron Segee Today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Federal officials investigating the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, say what happened was 100% preventable. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy detailed how a wheel bearing on one of the train cars overheated and failed.
The critical threshold per Norfolk Southern is above 200 degrees ambient, with a temperature of 253 degrees. That's critical.
Parts of the Los Angeles area were under a blizzard warning for most of the day. Heavy snow and gusty winds in the Ventura County and Los Angeles County mountains is likely to cause whiteout conditions in the higher elevations. The comic strip Dilbert being dropped by multiple newspapers after racist comments by its creator Scott Adams. Adams said black Americans were a hate group, white people should get away from them in a YouTube video earlier this week. Dave Collins, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperG.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperG.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperG.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
And around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. We have a combination of beauty and talent. She just returned from Africa, where she oversees the William Holden Wildlife Foundation. We'll talk about that. Joining us right now, who's going to be starring in a Hallmark Channel original movie, is the ever-popular Stephanie Powers. Hi, Stephanie. How are you? And welcome to the show.
Oh, well, thank you, Ron. It's nice to be on.
Before we talk about the show, and I want to talk to you about the wildlife preservation also, when I look down the stuff that you have done in the years, it is remarkable. I mean, you started off as a dancer, and then you were part of the Columbia Pictures, the final years of the star system that was out there, and A Girl from U.N.C.L.E., 25 miniseries, 200 episodic adventures that you starred in, movies for television, and of course, Feather and Father and Heart to Heart and on Broadway. Yeah, boy, it's unbelievable what you've done. It's fascinating.
Well, not over yet.
It's not over yet. Well, hopefully it's not over a long time. And you start with a few famous people like Bing Crosby, Glenn Ford, James Caan, Sammy Davis Jr. Any big names, Stephanie?
Ava Gardner,
Ava Gardner.
John Wayne,
wow.
Maureen O'Hara.
Unbelievable.
Just to name a few. Lana Turner, just a few.
Just a few. I love the Hallmark Channel because they have motion pictures, and I say that, okay, because they are like motion pictures. I mean, they are done so well.
It's remarkable how well they're done, given the short shooting schedule. It's because I think they always hire consummate professionals, and behind the camera as well as in front of it, and it's always a joy to do. They have a wonderful feel-good format. I just spoke with somebody who said, oh, it's like cotton candy, you know, it's like eating cotton candy. And I said, oh, how wonderful. They said, oh, yes, it just makes you feel so good. So here we are with another lovely little story about, you know, they usually have a format where there's a younger girl and a young boy who are trying to find their way in life or in their way in romance. And then there's the more experienced character who helps to give some advice and open the door to another possibility. And in this case, it's a young lady who owns a bookstore. She's trying to keep it afloat. She's grown up on fairy tales. She reads to groups of children. I run the concession of the tea and coffee and cakes and sandwiches in the coffee shop. And she needs a bit of financial support. In comes a young man whose father has the money to buy this property and turn it into some development. And she looks at him as the enemy. She's waiting for that prince to come in on his white charger. And one does come in, but he isn't quite the prince she thinks he is. And I'm the one who tells her that and gives her some other advice. And so that the frog can become a prince, she winds up with the boy she thought was the villain, who comes, really turns into the prince that saves the day. So there we are.
Boy, I tell you something. That was fantastic. It's like you wrote it yourself. Of course, our friend John Schneider is in it. But your role of Marilyn, you are, as you outlined, kind of a endless romantic. And you're the one that brings the advice to the table as the experienced one, okay? That pulling of the heartstrings that we talked about.
Yes, you know, and they have a wonderful following. And I think this one will live up to all the others and keep the format afloat, because it's we need to have some smiles on the faces of our audiences. We need to make people feel good.
Yeah, and this does it, and the Hallmark does it. I can remember a few years back talking to the late Ed Asner, and he did a lot of these kind of movies, including The Gathering, which he did like in the 70s, and it still plays well today because it's such a good story. And, you know, here you have a movie, Love by the Book, that takes place in a bookstore. I mean, how more appropriate is that?
Yes. Cute title, huh?
If I may, for a moment, your work to the William Holden Wildlife Foundation is fascinating. I know you spent a lot of time in Kenya. You just got back, I understand, from Africa.
Yes, night before last. So I'm still on an 11-hour time change. I'm very much hands-on in this. It's not just some philanthropic effort that I put my name on. I support all the overheads of the foundation so that I can absolutely say to every single person that gives me a dollar that 100% of that money is going where they think it is, because I know how much people have to sacrifice. And they're all sorts of good causes, and they really do have to sacrifice to give money that goes overseas, because we have so many needy things in our own country. And this goes overseas, and we have reached, since our inception in 1982, with our education programs, well over 500,000 young Africans and their families. Trying to spread the gospel of conservation, preservation, sustainability, and the understanding of how vital biodiversity is to the quality of life on the planet. I created some of the syllabuses. They're ever-evolving and bringing in new information, new sustainable opportunities. And we have rural programs. We have 11,000 students a year coming to our central education center. More information can be found out about the William Holden Wildlife Foundation on our website, which is WHWF, William Holden Wildlife Foundation.
What are some of the challenges, Stephanie, that currently face this?
The biggest challenge we have all over the world is the increased population and how we're going to find sustainability and keep the natural world alive. Right now, the elephants are in such a critical situation that I can honestly stand and say here that if the rate of killing continues at this rate, there may not be any in 5 years.
Yeah.
5 years.
Yeah.
Used to be in my lifetime. No, it's reduced itself to that. And when people say, oh, I love elephants, oh, I love this, well, I'll tell you something that all of your listeners can do. People say, well, what can I do as a single person? Here's what you can do. It doesn't cost any very much. It costs the price of a postage stamp and a little bit of your time. The one thing that people will react to in China and that the governments will react to in China, which is the major source of the market for ivory, is that the only thing that seems to be anywhere near touching to their motivating for them to stop this is when it touches their pocketbook. On our website, we'll give you all the information of how to create a petition on a piece of paper with people's signatures. Flood the Chinese embassy in Washington, the Chinese consulates in New York and in San Francisco with papers that say we, the undersigned, will cease and desist from buying anything made in China unless you as a government stop the import of ivory, declare to the world and show signs that you will effectively make an effort to stop any boat, any shipment, mm-hmm. that you will confiscate it and destroy it, and that you will stop this brutal and horrible killing of a world heritage animal that belongs to all of us on this planet, not just the Chinese.
I think that you are doing a remarkable job in this area, and I have to also add that my friend Bob Barker has echoed that same timeline for elephants. He said 5 years, just like you said. That's frightening to think that such a great creature would be extinct in 5 years.
But what we have to do is motivate people,
yeah.
You know. I come from a generation of activists. I can't sit still and let this happen. I've got to try and do something, even if it fails. You've got to try, otherwise just sitting and saying, thinking that somebody else is going to do it is not going to work. You know, the Vietnam War was stopped by my generation, who said, we're not going to take this anymore, and we marched in the streets, and we did a lot of demonstrations. We stopped power plants from, you know, being built on fault lines in California by demonstrating and getting arrested. We used to take our cause to the street. We used to do something about things. We don't do that anymore. We're so lulled into some fantasy that somebody else is going to do this that we don't realize it is us that has to do it. So we can do it with our pocketbooks. We can stop buying things that are made in China just because they're cheap. And we can tell the Chinese that unless they stop killing our elephants, we're not going to buy it anymore.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea. I'm on board. And again, go to whwf.org for the William Holden Wildlife Foundation website and learn more about what Stephanie's talking about, and it's very important. And also be watching on the Hallmark Channel, Love by the Book, starring the beautiful, talented Stephanie Powers. Stephanie, thank you so much. Will you come back again? You're a terrific guest. On a talk show, you're the best.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
I'd love to have you come back.
Keep that passion going now for elephants.
Let's do it. Let's carry that torch, okay?
Good.
Sounds good. Thank you, Stephanie. Great lady, great cause. Stephanie Powers. Don't forget to check out our website, ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. We're coming right back.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. That's the music of the fabulous Backstreet Boys, who are now touring. But joining us in our studio right now is a friend of ours from the group for many years, Howie Duroux is going to be here, along with his sister, Pollyanna. Hi, Howie. How are you? And Pollyanna, welcome to the show. It's nice to have you back on the program again, Howie.
All righty. How you doing?
Good. Pollyanna, thanks for joining us. I have to tell you, first of all, before we talk about any of the things that we're going to be talking about on the show, you absolutely, Howie, in your chosen field, have really busted all the barriers. I congratulate you. You guys are terrific.
Thank you. I knock on wood every day.
Sitting across the table from you is kind of like sitting across from Ringo and Paul McCartney when I was growing up. So
big shoes to fill.
You fill them marvelously, I want you to know. This is a family affair we got going on here, right?
Exactly.
Is there a bit of family competition, Pollyanna?
Not at all. Actually, I tried to educate Howie. I got him started in this. No, I'm very, very, very proud of my brother. Fortunately enough, he's been able to help me as well. I just now finished touring with him on the Backstreet Boys in South America and Mexico and all throughout.
How difficult is it to be the warm-up act? I mean, the opening, we call it the opening act, not the warm-up act. I had the opportunity one time of talking with Jackie Kahane, who was the comedian ahead of Elvis, and he said it was the toughest job in the world, you know?
Oh, no.
Is it?
No, I enjoyed it. I wasn't even nervous. I was telling my brother, I said, I'm a little nervous that I'm not nervous because this feels too comfortable. But it was a lot of fun, actually. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work, but it's definitely worth it.
Well, you are here for a reason, and that reason, I think, is outstanding. A lot of times in the music business, not so much now as maybe 10, 15, certainly 20, 30 years ago, people in the business didn't want to say what their ideas were with regards to political things, and they want to hang their hat on a charity. But you have done that, and for a very personal reason, too. Coming up this Friday night is a benefit for your sister, who passed away a couple of years ago, from lupus.
Yes, sir. Exactly. Yeah, we're very fortunate. The Dora Lupus Foundation was started, like you said, I lost a sister, Carolyn Cochran, to lupus at the age of 37.
Wow.
And she had been dealing with complications for the past 15 years. And it was never a disease I thought would take her life. You know, I grew up with her constantly having the chronic cough, the swelling of the joints, the butterfly rash, you know, it's very common symptoms of when they go out in the sun. But never thought it was a disease that would actually take her life, and unfortunately did. Since then, instead of trying to, you know, look so down upon it, and I tried to make it a negative into a positive. I talked to her doctor, actually approached me and said, you being who you are, you know, you could really make a difference with this disease, possibly. You know, you going out there and talking about it. He says, I know you, as the Backstreet Boys, y'all do a lot of charity stuff with, like, Elton John's AIDS benefits, Sting's Save the Rainforest. Here in Orlando, we did for the tornado relief. It's just one of the things that, you know, we've been blessed so much every day with all the, you know, the fortune that the fans have given to us, that it's a good way for us to give back. And this here person, like you say, was something very close to my heart. And so we started up the Dora Lupus Foundation 2 years ago, and each year we're having an annual event, a variety show / auction, is at Hard Rock Live. And I've called up a lot of great friends, like the Pointer Sisters, John Cicada, Aaron Carter, Barry Williams, a former, Greg Brady, as well as little Deborah Gibson, asked them to come about and to perform at this event, which I'll be hosting. Everything from such great stuff as Elton John's personal glasses, as well as some seats to his musical, up to great memorabilia stuff from sports, to a lot of great stuff. And that evening, which is going to be at SeaWorld's Port of Call, as well, Paulie and I are going to do the entertainment and do a little concert.
That's great.
Latin show.
It's one that Howie and I take on the road with us. We went last year to Argentina and Puerto Rico to raise money for the Lupus Foundation as well, and we're fortunate enough to be able to do the same show. It's a Latin show where Howie does a lot of cover tunes from various artists such as Ricky Martin, John Cicada, Mark Anthony, Santana, and I'm his opening act once again.
That's
and
great.
Doing some of my original music, which is also Spanglish type Latin pop music.
I sense by talking to both of you that, Jen, I met other members of your family out in the waiting room there, that it's a close-knit family.
Totally.
This had to be devastating when this happened.
Yes.
It was.
How did you handle it? Obviously something that you saw coming, but as you mentioned, Howie, you didn't think it was to this magnitude.
Yeah, especially for me. I remember we had just come back from being over in Europe for about 3 years and had a lot of great success over there. It was just really starting to build up a lot. And we were fortunate to come back over to America at that time and start having some success here in our homeland. We had just won the night before our first MTV award, and it was on a natural high,
sure.
Just as high as I could be, you know, just glory and excitement here, you know, being at home. And my brother and my sister were both there. And unfortunately, the next day, my dad called and said that my sister Caroline had taken a turn for the worst. And it was unfortunate because I'd just seen her the month before and had a concert in her hometown in North Carolina, and would have never expected for a month later for her to be in this situation. And I went down to North Carolina, took some personal time off And just told the guys it'd probably be a couple of days. Just hopefully she'll have a, you know,
recoup
and everything, and you know, be back on tour. And unfortunately, she took a turn for the worse, and I lost her. And I literally went from the funeral to a plane and had to go over to Argentina to do a show.
Had to be tough. Is it hereditary?
It is in the genes. Yes, we have an aunt that actually died from family disease of lupus. And we're learning, like I say, every day ourselves more and more about the disease. We've connected up with some great research doctors in L.A., a woman by the name of Bev Hans, who works with the UCLA Research Center out there. And she's really educating us a lot on it. Like I said, to me, the way I understand it, when people ask me about it, I always try to explain to them that the closest thing I can relate to is AIDS, because everybody's always looking for some kind of disease.
Sure.
They can relate to,
yeah.
Except for this disease is not sexually transmitted. It attacks the white blood cells, and unfortunately the body can't produce enough antibodies to fight off like the common cold.
Mm-hmm.
In this kind of situation, my sister had a chronic cough, and so she actually wasn't able to get enough oxygen to her lungs, and she actually died from pulmonary hypertension.
Is there anything that you can do as brother and sister to prevent happening to yourself?
Well, we ourselves, we get tested, and that's one of the biggest things that I'm trying to at least encourage people out there. If they may have not heard of the disease, or as long as they've heard the word lupus, at least just start asking questions.
Sure.
Ask your doctor what it's about. What are some of the side effects? What are some of the, you know, symptoms? And just to maybe, you know, just to get tested, just like everything else out there.
And I assume that this is going to be the second of many, many events.
Yes.
People listening across the country right now and want to participate, how can they do it, honey?
Well, we have a foundation, and we have a website. It's www.DoraLupusFoundation.org, and we have a lot of chapters all over America that are starting to develop, and we get a lot of time people that come to us and say that like they'd actually like to put together different charity events for this. We have several walkathons that we do all across America.
Mm-hmm.
I just personally came back from Chicago just a couple of days ago, where some people up there put together a big bowl-a-thon.
Wow.
That I was a part of. FAO Schwartz has joined together with me. We have a butterfly that they've put together in the stores for the Stars in the Wild, and which 50% of the proceeds are going to our foundation. So there's lots of things that people, if they can't per se come this weekend, if they'd like to join in some kind of help out by logging on to our website.
Get the information.
That's
from
great.
The website.
Like I said, we have the foundation is based out of Palm Bay.
I congratulate you on the great crusade that you've got going.
Thank you.
Thank you.
One of these days, I'd love to have you come back and talk about the music business.
There you go.
That,
sounds
okay?
Good.
Okay.
Again, the web, www.doralupusfoundation.org.
Thank you so much for joining
Thank
me.
You. Thank
our
you.
Our very special guest on the show today of Howie Duro from Backstreet Boys and his sister Pollyanna. And if you get an opportunity to contribute to the Lupus Memorial, do so.
It's a great cause. And I'll be back with more on Ron Segi today.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. And I want to thank my guests for the first hour, Paul Spogan and Jimmy Hart from Pawn Stars, Chumley, beautiful actress, Stephanie Powell, Backstreet Boys, and Holly Dula. Next hour, singer, recording artist, host of Hollywood Squares on stage, and an actor, John Davison, will be joining us. Actor and producer, Tyne Crawford, will be here from the Investigation Discovery Channel, Lieutenant Joe Kenda. And joining us in our White Bells segment is Jaime Salas and Francis Largman Ross. That's all coming up.